coming off last week, we've had a short weekend. Everything just got turned over real quick. We've been working diligently on Detroit, get ready for this week with the matchups and things that they problems that they create. So from that aspect of it, that's where we've been focusing on. And any questions you guys have for?
How much of the tempo, I guess, affect the defense? It seems like San Francisco came out playing pretty quick.
Say what now?
The tempo of San Francisco's play, did that affect your defense or what?
Again, we watched it on tape. We turned it over pretty quick, learned from it. We graded it, and we moved on to Detroit as far as getting, you know, prepared for this week and the problems that we got with them offensively. That's where our focus has been this week and getting better at the fundamentals and techniques that we need to work on going into this game.
How hard is it with a short week to kind of make those adjustments?
It's tough. So that's why we've had to move all our concentration and focus on what we've got to get done this week and the things we need to get cleaned up and things we need to work on technically, fundamentally, schematically to get those things, you know, honed in for this week's game.
You're pretty confident with the time period that you'll have this done? I mean,
yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, it happens all the time. We play games on Thursday night. You know, we've got Monday night games. We've got Sunday night games. So, yes, I mean, we just have to turn our focus and concentration on the matter at hand, and that's what we've done.
Happy to have this Monday night game out of the way, I guess, given that it was a different time period, you know, the West Coast time and all that stuff.
Again, it doesn't matter at the end of the day. We're going out to play our, you know, to play the game, play what we got to get done, and then we've got to focus on the next week to get ready for the next game. So time-wise and all those things, you got to kind of kick out the window. You know what it is. We prepared for it in the offseason going into it, so it is what it is.
You mentioned you moved on from the last game, but you guys played well in the first half somewhat. What did you learn or what did you take from what you saw there?
Again, we just cleaned up the techniques and fundamentals of the things that we know that we need to get working on. Again, our focus and concentration went right into Detroit as far as what we've got to do for this week. And, you know, it being a late game, coming back in here on a Tuesday, getting up the next morning, coming back in here and working, I mean, that's all we've got right now is a focus and concentrate on Detroit.
Do you rely on a lot of your veteran players to kind of rally the troops again after a loss like that and focus on Detroit?
Yeah, anything like that, like Coach had talked about to you yesterday. I mean, that was one of those things that we went out, we didn't play very good, and all we're doing right now is trying to correct ourselves to make sure we're prepared for this week. So we have to focus and concentrate on what we got to do at the matter at hand without looking back to anything else. I mean, we look at the tape, you learn from it, but our concentration and focus right now is solely on trying to get ready for Detroit in a short week.
Have you found that the younger players have done a good job bouncing back and focusing on the next week?
I think what you indicated earlier, the veteran guys are kind of leaders, and they saw we came in here, we went to grinding on Detroit, and what they're doing offensively, their tendencies, their personnel matchups, and so you got to put your focus and concentration on that to know what to anticipate as we're going through the practice this week. And guys are you know, concentrating and focusing on what we're trying to get done for this game plan this week.
I know Everson Griffin, he's become a leader in the locker room, especially for this year, voted a captain. He was really emotional yesterday and saying he took the loss personally. Do you like to see that out of one of your leaders?
I think everybody takes it personal when you put the time in to go prepare for a game, but you also realize that's one game. That's one of 16 games. So you got to concentrate and focus on what we're getting better at today. That's the only way we're going to get better. So we're trying to get better today in our preparation for Detroit.
Guys, maybe just focus on Detroit and move on from San Francisco right away.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Is the short week a blessing in disguise, maybe, because you have to focus on Detroit right away? You can't linger on San Francisco.
Well, I think, like I said, it's just one game of the 16 that we're guaranteed to have the opportunity to play. So you put the focus on what's happening that day, and then the next day you come back, you're focusing on what you got to get better at that day. So that's sort of the way we have to go. Some things you can't control. You can't control the past. It's over with. You got to focus and concentrate on getting better each and every day at what it is we're trying to get accomplished.
Are you guys going to try to get Trey Waynes in a little more against Detroit than you did against San Fran?
I mean, you'll have to see as the game goes. I can't tell you right now. I'm not going to give away what we're doing matchup-wise or any of those kind of things schematically. But, you know, he's a guy that we're pushing to keep getting better. He got better as we've been working through things. He's getting better at practice, so we just keep working the same way we've been working.
What?
We got competition at a lot of different positions and different skill sets at each position, and we're just taking those guys and we're still competing and working every day to get better with the matchups and the things that we run into as we go through the course of the season.
He had a lot of maybe knocks go against him in the pre-draft process, like with his hip movement and coming in and out of breaks. Have you seen improvement there?
We've seen him improve from game to game through the preseason. We've seen him improve through practice. So from that aspect of it, that's what we concentrate and focus on, what we're asking him to do, technique, fundamental-wise, what we're asking him to do with his eyes. So that's what we concentrate and focus on. And, you know, schematically, we know what we expect of him and what we're asking him to do.
Has the move to just focusing on the outside and not playing in the slot anymore, has that helped his development?
Anytime you're concentrating on less things that you have to do, I think that does help with your development. But who's to say we're still not working him, you know, at different positions doing those kind of things. Right now, we're looking at his skill set, trying to get him to hone in on what it is we're asking him to do, and he's working diligently to get it done. Good? All right. Thank you.